If you would, please, we'll stand and say the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you may stand for a moment of silence, please. Thank you. You may be seated. Roll call.
District 1, Counselor Mo Luddington.
Here.
District 2, Counselor Tom Sells.
Here.
District 3, Counselor Dave Furby. He's absent, obviously. District 4, Counselor Lisa Friend.
Here.
At large, Counselor Missy Williams, absent as well.
When you're ready, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the last council meeting in January.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and second to approve the minutes. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Donkey's funny.
Approval of agenda, started early. Anything? That we were,
according to Verizon.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
6:31.
That was 6:31.
Everybody call for all the meetings.
Does anybody have any additions to the agenda?
No.
Please don't be turning this late.
So noted.
There shouldn't be any from the crowd. That one crowd, yeah, I'm sure.
At this time, we'll take public concerns if there are any. Folks may have up to 3 minutes max per concern. The floor is open. Not seeing any. I will close the floor. And we will go into new business. Item A is the nepotism ordinance. And I think we could do at least one reading.
It's a resolution, Sean, so we can...
Oh, it's a resolution?
I might, I'll add, it was what we talked about before, a volunteer firefighter may now sit on the council. Is essentially what it does. Mm-hmm. Or become the mayor or any elected official.
I'll make a motion. We have resolution 2017-1 read by title only for first reading.
Second.
That's not the nepotism one.
It's not?
Not that I have, it's not what I have.
What's it called?
Yeah, I amended the resolution.
Ordinance number 2017-1.
That's the...
The nepotism is resolution 2017-1.
And the ordinance is 2017-1.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
We have 2017-1.
I don't have the resolution in front of me.
No.
But there is a motion to do so.
I second it too.
Yep. We've got that.
All right.
We just need to...
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Resolution number 2017-1, resolution amending resolution 2012-4, which established a policy prohibiting nepotism.
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion and second to approve. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Approved. Finally got that one done. I think we were wait. We had that one queued for about a month.
Yeah, it's not that big, right?
Okay, next up is the ordinance amendment, this ordinance 72.41, which is what I had, and I thought you were motioning for, Tom.
Good. For establishing emergency parking, I read that PDF. Mm-hmm. And that will take 3 readings or not?
Yes.
Since it's an ordinance. Okay. I make a motion. We have ordinance 2017-1 to establish emergency parking, read the first reading by title only.
County Commissioners, if it's emergency, no parking, not parking.
Hmm?
The ordinance says establish emergency, no parking. No parking.
What I say, parking?
Emergency parking.
Okay, how about emergency, no parking? Amend that.
I second that.
Yeah, good pointing that out.
Good, it's been motioned and seconded properly to read the first reading of ordinance 2017-1. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Ordinance 2017-1, an ordinance amending and restating section 27.41A of the Winchester Code of Ordinances related to establishment of temporary emergency no parking areas.
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that we suspend the rules and have ordinance 2017-.
Tom, you don't have enough council members.
Oh, that's right. That's right, I forgot that rule. Where are you guys? We need you. Is this fairly...
How many do you have to make?
We have to have four.
You need four.
This is fine because...
Yeah, we...
This is not a hurry. We need this in the next 60 days.
Yeah, so...
I wasn't sure with what was going on.
Okay. So which brings me to Executive Order Resolution 2017-1, to establish the temporary no parking on North Cherry Street from Washington Street to Davis Street and Davis Street from Cherry Street to Union Street. I do want to go on record as saying that I've vetted this executive order quite extensively and have weighed the consequences and the benefits of said executive order with no parking to allow the semi-traffic going to the west dock of Ardall easier access than attempting to get in at Union Street during the construction. So they've already sent their semi-drivers that way. This allows us to put up those temporary no parking signs. So do we need to take a vote on that?
No, the ordinance allows the mayor to establish no parking areas.
And the ordinance that you just read actually extends that from 60 days to 180 days, which should be significant time to complete the project of Union Street. So that's that. Any questions on that?
Where was it again, Sean?
This one is going to be North Cherry Street from Washington Street to Davis Street, and from Davis Street from Cherry to Union. No parking on both sides, so the semis can get turn off 32 onto Cherry and then turn west on Davis to get back to the west dock. Okay.
Not a bad idea because again, we're going to turn down here.
We're hoping that that actually becomes their kind of permanent route anyway.
It'd be a lot nicer.
Yeah. And we can strengthen the streets there in the future for them and keep them off of Union Street.
I hope they have better luck than that other guy did because, of course, I lived on Cherry Street there. Had a semi. I bet it took him an hour to figure where to go. He'd pull up Cherry Street and then back out on 32. Going back and forth, but it is a good idea. I like that.
Okay. Any other questions or comments from the council? Well, we'll go into item C, Redevelopment Commission Appropriation for Facade Program. Last week at the Redevelopment Commission meeting, we kind of heard the financial report that we're just really pretty tight with our payments that we have to make from previous bonds and et cetera. That in order to continue the facade program through Indiana Landmarks, we would want to ask council for an appropriation to be able to fund any of the grants awarded to business owners who want to make improvements of their facade, because the Redevelopment Commission really doesn't have it to do. They have usually have up to $60,000 to spend on the facade, and any one person can only spend $20,000 a year for that facade improvement. So at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Michael Flowers from the Indiana Landmarks Association or Society.
Well, it's the Historic Landmarks Foundation of Indiana, but we're showing this to Indiana Landmarks.
Gotcha. I just want to talk to you a little bit more about what this is.
Yeah. So my name is Michael Flowers. The Redevelopment Commission has a contract with my organization so that I staff it, and I go through the application, provide technical assistance, and present to the Redevelopment Commission when applications come through. So essentially, though, this is an excellent program, and one of the reasons I think that it needs to continue is because it really shows a lot of local investment. It's great for the local economy. I ran some numbers based off of the applications and the letters and stuff I have in my office, and since the program started in 2012, $182,000 has been invested in downtown Winchester. Of that money, about $82,000 of that was city funds from the Redevelopment Commission, but about $100,000 of that is in exterior work, was leveraged locally. So that's what local business owners and property owners put into their property. They invested that in the downtown, being leveraged from this program. And there's even more, really, because I don't have the numbers for it because it's not for interior work, but a number of these projects also did interior work. So there's even more money going into these downtown buildings. It's just really great for enhancing the visual quality of the downtown, fixing our buildings, maintenance. As you guys know, buildings always need maintenance. It also allows for some design control and quality control when they apply to the facade grant, because whether I'm recommending them or the Redevelopment Commission is recommending it, if the design is really off and it's going to be an inappropriate design for the downtown building or improper quality materials, so it allows some say from the Redevelopment Commission on what goes on with these buildings, because they are providing that grant fund. And it is a one-to-one match, so if you do appropriate up to $60,000, that means if $60,000 is given out in grants, $60,000 has to be matched, and generally is, you know, the stats speak for themselves. Generally, people end up paying more money in the local downtown. So.
And so what we kind of thought we would do is have the Redevelopment Commission run as the vetting board and then make recommendations to you, council, for that. Or, in this case, actually just appropriate them the money to keep, continue running it as they have. So, anyway.
So, that's what it is. Anyone have questions on the program?
So how much money?
Maybe right now it's appropriate, or there's 60,000, it's up to 60,000 a year that the Redevelopment Commission has, or generally can spend in, so I think that's what they're asking for, up to 60,000.
But I think it should be noted that we did not spend near that amount last year.
Right. It's not guaranteed, it just depends on need. Some years, like the first year this program was in, and 2013, I think there was 40 grand in facade grants given out. Last year was about 10. So it just kind of depends on the need, and I think more can be leveraged as well. So if you guys do appropriate the funds, I would like to go out there and try to find projects that people want to do, and you know, leverage more local dollars with that money and get more improvement into the downtown.
So how many applicants do you have now, or do you have any at all?
We have one that will be applying, Richard Denny. He owns that building that's over on the corner there, and so last year he applied for a facade grant and did the bottom portion. Great. So that was the storefronts, painted it, replaced glass, things like that, and now he wants to do the upper story, and it includes a lot of masonry work. It needs to be tuck pointed, and there's also been discussion about getting windows into that third floor or rehabbing what's there. There's about half of the sashes out of are there underneath the boards, so I'm going to be working with him. He said he spoke to somebody, but he's very interested in applying for a grant to rehab that second and third floor, or the exterior of that.
What will you do with that if the interior is redecorated? Is he going to rent the buildings upstairs for apartments?
I don't know what he's going to do. The facade grant can only be used for exterior, so that's what he's just going to be doing, that. The masonry work, painting the building, potentially doing the windows and just kind of improving, you know, the visual from the street of the building.
So they don't do no interior work yet, right?
I don't know if he's planning on doing any interior work.
I mean, with this grant?
Not with this grant. This is all exterior.
Sure, like this outside work?
Yep. So when I gave those numbers, that was all just exterior, you know, money leveraged, whereas he, Richard Denny, I know, did some interior work on those projects, and I think some of the other applicants did as well. But that wasn't part of the grant. That's just money that's been leveraged.
Is this feasible in our money situation or not?
Well, we've appropriated the CCI, which is a cigarette tax money, and that's for the blighted properties. I'm just, you know, and I don't know how many we're planning on demolishing there. The balance there is, right now I'm working on the budget for this year, and I mean about what we're going to have in our financial situation right now. So right now, back to your question, Tom, in that same fund, there's $56,000 in there right now. So I would say that that probably, along with this facade, probably would work together. CCI fund agreed where we take that appropriation out. As for the $60,000 a year, that seems definitely way more than what we could appropriate for if CCI, obviously.
Right.
The balance, you know, revenue that we get in yearly is around $10,000 from it.
So do we enter in a contract with the Indiana Landmarks for your contribution, or do you get paid like a fee for whatever the job is?
I'm not sure.
I had an emergency at the meeting Thursday for a gentleman who had a heart attack at my church, or a blood clot in his lungs, or I couldn't make it. Sorry for being redundant.
The Redevelopment Commission pays Indiana Landmarks a contract fees $3,000 a year, and that includes as much staff time as needed with the sign grant.
I thought so.
And that is currently running until what, July? August.
That's correct. The 1st of July.
So I'm still contracted with the Redevelopment Commission to staff the program.
Lisa brought up a good point. Maybe we could do this case by case.
Absolutely.
And then we could see, because we have definitely wanted to, we've been very vigilant of wanting to do some blighted properties. And, you know, I knowing on what we did last year, I don't see a whole lot more than maybe 10 or 15, 20,000. So I think we go for it and keep it for case by case. How does everybody else feel? Okay.
So we'll just have the Redevelopment Commission then recommend to the council.
Case by case.
Case by case.
Like
sound good?
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, council. It's a good idea.
Thanks.
Okay. Anything else? Item C. All right. Item D, fence at Beeson. Councilor Lennington?
First of all, I got to apologize. That was a bad mistake on my part. The guy that put the fence up at the Beeson Clubhouse. I seen his work he done in Muncie, and I've had a couple of people tell me remember how good he did, but I think he couldn't do, or he doesn't do chain link fence well. Anyway, to make a long story short, he used the wrong material. He used inaccurate, the poles that go up in the air on the long stretch, they weren't strong enough. He didn't put some of them in the ground. He just made a tremendous amount of mistakes. So, Shane and myself are looking to repair it, but Gabbard from the Cooley said he would put it up like I want it put up, but they're using the material I want to use, which this guy didn't do. But so anyway, that was around 2,400, and then Ball's waiting on another estimate, so there's nothing we can really do right now because we don't have both of them in here. But I would say that the least cheapest it probably cost us is $1,900. Now, if you want to see that guy, we can, but I don't know. We've already signed off on it, so I take the whole blame for that, though, because he fooled me. I thought he would do good work, but apparently he didn't. because did the wind come up and blew the top part down?
It looked nice, just, I mean, but it just didn't help out.
Find a way, hooked it at the top, he just was coating the wires. He just didn't do the right job, so we have to work on that. So if you want to fix it, that's fine. If not, we can leave the top. Pardon?
Who are you getting quotes from?
Ricky Abner for Coolies, and he's with Burl.
I got Burl Well.
They're both French people. I know them both, so.
I'm sorry. Can you guys speak up? Because I cannot hear you with your back. Sorry.
I said, I ordered my week.
Gabbard at Coolies.
Okay, did we say any mention of a price?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, we're working on it. We'll bring it to you in the next meeting.
Okay.
He said maybe 1900 and maybe a little more than 2000.
It's going to be around 2000 bucks anyway. And I think Vicky called the Tim Wright, was that his name? Whatever his name was. And he offered to redo it for $778, but he was just going to put it back up again.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want that, because we'd just be here next month going, we need a replace.
I know Burl.
We're trying to do it right this time.
Burl told me he would extend it out even further to catch even more flying balls as well, so.
At the next meeting, you're going to have Burl, and I'll have Gabbard when we decide what we want to do, but we really got to fix it. Like I said, my bad, but that's just what it goes.
Well,
generally speaking, when somebody doesn't do something right, do we go after them for non-compliance of contract, or do we send them a letter and with the fear of God in it, like the IRS does?
I don't know if you signed off on it. You probably have a pretty tough
time. Tough time.
We did.
Yeah.
I don't know if you signed off on it.
We did. So
I don't know if you, what you guys. I'd have to look at the stuff.
Yeah.
We accepted it. We signed off.
There's no set way. Circumstances change, right?
I mean, yeah.
I was just curious how that usually went in the past.
Yeah, material.
But did he quote us the same thing that he put up?
He just said it was, he didn't really specify that the material he used. He said it was, under his term, that meet legal requirements or something like that.
I think in the future we need to make sure they're insured and bonded so that way if something like that happens, then they are held accountable for it.
Are they not insured and bonded?
He should be. I don't think he is. He couldn't be a contractor in Randolph County.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm not sure why he wasn't, why he was trying to charge
him. Because, again, I took his word on it. He said he was insured. I didn't ask for the proof. I tell you, I mean, a lot of mistakes on this.
Well, he may have been in a certain area and not this area. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how that works, but I know.
And he told me, before, he just told me, he said that doing fence work, he didn't need to be bonded or insured, so. But you do. I understand it now, but I didn't at the time. So, like I said, right? You can sue him or do what you want to do, or we just got to fix it. However you decide to do that, that's certainly got to do.
I say we just lesson learned and move on and get it done right and put it behind us.
Yep.
My opinion.
I'm sorry about that. I take full blame for that.
Yeah.
So we'll have next month, we'll have our next meeting. We'll do it right this time.
Sounds good.
If not, balls can take the heat for the next one.
All right, Mo, why don't you go into your...
Okay, the other one that I have is, we do, I'm on the board of directors for the Winchester Alumni Association, and we do an alumni banquet on May 20th every year, and we generate, we give out $8,000 in scholarships to the students of Winchester High School. Anyway, we give out $8,000 scholarships to the students at Winchester High School. And that money is, we're funded by donations only. We don't have nobody giving us, you know, no fundraisers or no, which we will change that next year, but this year we got on there too late to do any. But so we derive $2,000 of the $8,000 we're giving scholarships from the banquet. We've had a caterer from the Brother Home in Greenville. He catered it for $13 an hour, a meal, a plate. It seemed high, but that's what they've been doing. So he called one day last week and said he couldn't do it this year because he lost all his help. So we scrambled around and found people. But the people that were going to do it, it's going to cost us $5 more a plate. So instead of having the $2,000, we're going to lose the whole $2,000 that we generated from the banquet. So my question, or my ask, I guess, is that, you know, we helped the band, we helped the school through the advanced manufacturing program, and so I'm coming to ask you if the city would be willing to help the Lumen Association, just for this 1 year, because next year we'll have more of it in place.
How much are you asking for?
$2,000. That's what we're gonna lose, but here's the deal. I'll take whatever you can get, but if we could get at least a half of that, I'll try my best, because, you know, there are a lot of people still that will donate money, like sure. Dave, or maybe he donates, he's gonna donate to me. So we've been around the golf course and different places like that, and they're gonna give the money, but right now, we're so close, we just need to try to recoup some of that money.
Can you not charge more for the meal?
Well, we can't now, because the invitation's already written, and we raised it $5 last year. And then you get the point that you're paying us 20 now, you get the point you're paying 25.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just got on this board about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, so. But that's what we got, so.
Yeah, catering's getting expensive.
I couldn't believe it was that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's whatever. I asked for $2,000, but if you want to give less than that, that's up to you guys. But if you don't want to give anything, I understand that too. The problems I have with that is that we're all involved with Winchester, one way or another. I don't know whether you graduated Winchester or not.
Nope.
But your daughter played basketball at Winchester.
She did. And got a nice scholarship.
You guys did increase my promotion fund from last year, so I'd be willing to do $1,000 if you guys were willing to do $1,000.
Yeah.
Well, the only way you can do $1,000 is
to
do
a promotion.
Yeah.
You can't do it any other way.
So. You what? I thought you did last year with
I didn't hear you.
CCTC.
It has to come from, well, it still came out of Maryland.
Yep,
no matter what.
So we can't get it from the city
council? I thought I was getting a good deal, Debbie. Yeah. I really did. I thought.
It all comes out of Maryland from us.
But didn't we do the band last year for about $1,500?
Hold on, it all came out of there. I'm going to get what was spent, if you'll wait one moment here. Okay. Last year, mayor's promotion, $9,765.26 was expensed. This year, it looks like the promotion or the appropriation is actually for $14,000.
Mm-hmm. So, grand firework display this year, too.
Evidently.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's going on. So, it's up to the council and the mayor.
Yeah. I'd be glad to. If you're okay with it. You guys okay with it?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
Give me a...
So, what's the amount?
$2,000.
Okay.
Give me an envelope.
Boy Scout.
Boy.
Get him a ticket to the banquet.
Yeah, right. He's coming anyway.
All right.
So he goes to take it to the banquet. He gets his free.
Both mine.
Don't you get in free?
I don't know, but I was. I went a couple of years ago, and I was the youngest one there, and I was still pretty old. So, about 15 years, and I was the youngest one there by 15 years. So, we want to change that.
I will get your name, Sean.
Okay.
Good
deal.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
They were so, you know.
That's good.
When you depend on donations, and, you know.
It's a really good thing. It really helps people understand their heritage and how far we've come in 50 years and 60 years, however long people. There's been people that have been graduated high school for 75 years at that place.
I know.
Seriously.
Dr. Mark.
Larry.
That's right.
He wears the orange jacket or orange sweater. Mm-hmm. I think it was 1932 or 1933. It's a little red thing. The most amazing thing about that, it still fits. I couldn't wear mine. I graduated in 62. That's for sure.
Wow.
Long time.
All right.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. Next up is Police Chief Richard Tucker.
Okay.
Okay. First thing I'm going to go over is the Sarasota contract. I'm going to explain to you about how this even come to be. And I want to introduce you to...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I want to introduce you to Tom Blunt. He's a town board member.
Hey, Don.
And we were talking one day, and he was talking about Parkway, Wilmington, Marshall, and like types of questions and stuff that you asked during an interview. And then we got to talking about a contract. So it started with just an idea. He took it through his other board members, and they liked the idea of it. So he came back and said, you know, what kind of contract would we be looking at? So, you know, I put together the calls that I give you on the first sheet, which is this one here, which is our average that we've done in the last 3 years. Like I said, we already answer emergency calls in Sarasota. The way that works is if somebody has an emergency, no matter where they are in the county, and they call 911, you know, they, of course, answer and ask what their emergency is and their location. At that point, their liability is to get them a first responder from somewhere. First thing they do for Saratoga is call the deputies and find out where they're at on the radio.
And by deputies, you mean county deputies?
County deputies. They will call and ask, like, what their location is. And on a true emergency, if they are south of Winchester, then the next thing they do is call Winchester and ask, will you respond to and give the address to Saratoga? Then we respond.
Sure.
So, I mean, we already go over there and are familiar with the roads. It's a, you know, very small town. And small towns all over the country are having issues as far as with, you know, finances and, you know, being able to get the services. So searching online, I found that it's being done all over the country where their smaller towns are contracting with, you know, bigger cities or agencies to try to get some services. So after putting all that together, I want to put that to you and explain to you what the proposal is.
That's boring.
And the proposal is being able to, you know, at the minimum, a couple times a night, drive over. How many streets do you have? Like 7?
Yeah, we're just 1 mile completely around.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a little town. Yeah, their circumference of all the streets is 1 mile. So it's go up there, drive 1 mile around, have a presence, come back, right back to the city. John Green, my assistant chief, and myself, we drove up there couple weeks ago, took our time driving, went up there, drove up and down every one of their streets, ran to a deputy's, talked to him for five, 10 minutes, drove back normal speed, and we were gone 22 minutes. We already, when we patrol the highway, we patrol up the 300 north, usually turn around, usually out to the fair, or the speedway, and kind of turn around, out to the airport, turn around, and use the fairground. Yeah, they're 3 miles more than we normally turn around. So, I mean, it's not way out of the way. You know, we pay for having, you know, officers on the street regardless. Whether they're driving, you know, 100 miles each night per person here, or they drive an extra 3 to 6 miles there. You know, we're already paying them. So, I mean, it's not... There's no cost involved in going and going up and making a presence. And the way I look at it, if they're needing help, that's what I'm about. I want to help people. I look like if they have a crime, if the suspect's going to run, it's usually at Winchester. Everybody that lives there, where we got to do business, it's Winchester. You know, all of our, you know, we moved our little league program from Winchester to Saratoga. So our, you know, even our own citizens and their families are there during the summer playing Little League, which is at Saratoga. So, I mean, so you are still kind of servicing the citizens of Winchester. You know, if they get drunk at Winchester and they head toward Winchester or Saratoga, and we give them a spot, and, you know, we're protecting the citizens. And with no real additional cost involved. You know, that's what the contract was put together. They had their meeting this past Tuesday after looking at the sample contract, and they decided to try to move forward with it, correct?
That's correct.
The only thing they, which on the copy they had, Don, which I'll give you a copy,
The only thing that they came up with at their meeting was how they would be able to pay. They can't, because it's a service, they can't pay until the service is rendered, so it would have to be, they would want to pay like quarterly. So in other words, at the end of each quarter, because that way the services had already been rendered. And then, I'm talking $7,000, then they're also going to transfer the ownership of their police car to the city of Winchester. So, like I said, we will take, you know, all the priority calls. We will investigate their criminal cases that they have, which they don't have a lot of criminal.
They don't have much.
They just really don't have much. It's more of a sense that, you know, when they were trying to do the part-time marshal, you know, it was all at so many hours a month. And then the rest of the month, you see nobody. And so, you know, to them, it's a sense of security, I believe, as far as at least having a month in a very while, they're going to see a police car drive through the neighborhood and then leave. And by doing it, you know, a couple of times a night, they never know what time it's going to be. You know, so if they have a drug lord in Saratoga, I guarantee they can solve all that kids in Winchester.
The only difference I see between this contract and the proposal is you say no less than two times per 24-hour period, and you have one each shift.
Yeah, which, and that's kind of a typo on that. This was the proposal I started making for you guys. This is actually the contract.
Okay.
So this would be the contract.
Okay.
So the contract, yeah, that.
Okay.
That.
So in essence, the beginning.
And this is what has been presented to Saratoga Board.
Okay.
As part of the contract. They did not receive.
So, in essence, they'll be getting more protection than they had with the town marshal, right?
Yes.
So, it's 20 hours a month, I'm going to give you 5 hours a week.
Exactly.
About an hour a day.
Right?
Yeah. You're
going to get paid. Well, actually, a lot of times it was 0 hours.
Right.
What year is
that? Yeah, we don't even want to go into that part during the public meeting. Yeah. But.
What year is the vehicle?
At this time, I really don't know. I went up to check. It's locked.
Yeah. When I talked to the fire guy, he said that he believes it's an 06.
Okay.
Crown Victoria.
Yeah. I can give you the plate number. You can run the plate and tell you what you're...
Well, that's what he told me he thought it was, because it's in their building.
Uh-huh.
They've got it, so it's being stored inside. Mm-hmm. But that's what he told me he believed it was.
Do you know how much it's worth?
I think
around 15. I think 10 or 15.
You can buy, because it's got, he said he's pretty sure it's got like 59,000 or 58,000 miles on it.
And it's fully loaded, right? Fully equipped?
Layouts.
We just updated the light bar. That was $450.
Yeah.
It has the rack for the shotgun in it. Shotgun's
right.
In there, so.
Yeah.
Do you know how much you purchased it for?
No, I don't have it. I wasn't on the board when they bought it.
Okay.
Like I said, the example one you have, you know, and that's the question I have for Meeks, I guess, is if the city council can give the authorization to move forward.
I think this is going to be a contract with the board to work.
That's what I was going to say.
But I think the council would approve entering it in. Mm-hmm. Because
that's
appropriating money to the police department. And so,
that's what I need is your...
And then the Board of Works would kind of oversee it.
So I guess, yeah, what we need is for you to
give
a suggestion.
Would it be stated like this, that the city council would approve the Board of Works to enter into agreement with the city of Saratoga?
Yes.
For terms to be worked out between the Board of Works and
right.
Because I had one or two, you know, things I wanted to add to that. I didn't want to get too far into it.
Until
if everybody said, hell no, I didn't want
to. And that's the reason. Sorry, by the way, I mean, it wasn't trying to keep a hit from nobody.
That's true.
It's just until we do a Saratoga.
Then
I didn't have nothing to bring to you to begin with. If they would have had a meeting Tuesday night and said, nah, we don't want to move forward, at that point, it would have been wasteful for me to waste your time even to talk about it.
I can't tell you, Tom. We got... I think it was last week I got it, maybe, and we sent it to the insurance people.
Yeah.
Because I that was my concern, right?
Yeah, that's what's my
concern. The insurance people think about it, because if they say, hell, heck no, we're not doing it.
Thank you.
And so the insurance people said, there will not be an increase in premium other than your police car. So, which is obvious, right? I mean, you had...
Is that carbon we put into a full?
Yes.
Or does it use specially for something?
Well, it'll be more, I mean, it'll be put in a service, but it'll help be like a backup vehicle. I mean, when we have it in a shop and stuff right now, it causes an issue.
Yeah.
So it'll help give the ones a break, you know, as far as not having to be ran 24/7. Because, I mean, you know, the ones we have now that are the shared cars, they pretty much run 24/7. So then when one's at the shop, well, then the one that would have had a break because the guy that's assigned to is on his day off, it's being used again. Because the way it's set is, you know, 5 days a week, they're being used 24 hours, but then on the officer's 2 days off, it actually is as simple as 8 hours that day. Mm-hmm. So it'll help in that respect.
Looks to me like it does solve the problem. I mean, that's, to me, it's a great idea. As long as it don't cost us the money, which I think it won't. So.
My only concern was, you know, if it doesn't work out, the 3-year agreement, we need some sort of provision in there. Well, if Toby gets mad at us, we don't want to say, no, you're going to have to live with us.
So what there is in the proposal that Chief Tucker gave me to me,
sign the contract.
There's an out by either party.
Yeah. Well, we'll just gonna clear that up a little bit, Don.
Okay.
And
one other thing.
I know you did.
There was one other thing, is we did ask Chief Tucker if he could send somebody to our board meeting, which we meet once a month, and we're a lot more informal than you are, and we could just put him up first, and he could give us a short report on what was going on that month, and then he could leave.
Yeah. I told him I had no problem with that.
I mean, if he wanted to send his officer on duty over with the report, he could actually come over and give his report.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do we need to do?
I think I got it.
Entering into a contract with Saratoga that the Board of Works will negotiate.
I would make a recommendation that the City Council of Winchester allow the Board of Works to enter into negotiations with the City of the Town of Saratoga for police coverage.
Law enforcement,
however.
And then enter into that contract.
And then to enter into a contract.
I second that proposal. That's what you want.
Yeah.
The motion to enter into this. The motion has been seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
And then I've supplied you with a January activity report.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll go real quick. We answered 325 calls in January. We had a total of 14 arrests, 3 drug arrests, 7 overdoses. And our OWIs were down, which is good. We only arrested 2 people for driving under the influence. So I had 14 theft reported. And we worked up, had 5 ordinance violations. And then I give you an update on some pictures. The garage down there at the corner of 4th and Residence has been taken down.
Yes.
And that showed you that. And then another thing I wanted to point out, we had not ever warned him or given any warning, but Jerry Van Rode has spent a considerable amount of money.
$8,000 to put up a new tank.
Yeah, wow. So I just wanted to show the picture of the
tank. I talked to him.
What a model.
And I said, hey,
and an update on the garage.
Do something.
The garage has not been
pulled. You're going to get
him. Who did he use?
You might want to.
What's that?
Who did he use?
We might want to call him.
Yeah, he used Myers.
Yeah. He used Royce Myers.
He is really proud of that, too.
Yes, I'm very proud of it.
He wants me to go back there and let him walk around the whole thing. So
that's very good. That's good. Very nice. All those saplings that are growing up on Rose Street are gone.
There's only one entrance to there, and he's got the key and locks.
It's good.
The only direction we've made on that burnt down garage is that they started pushing the west wall inside. That's as far as they've gotten. And they either pushed it inside or that last windstorm we had pushed it inside. I don't know which is the case, but there has been some movement. It was brought up during the last council meeting that it was full of trash and garbage. I got close up pictures, there's no garbage yet.
Good.
Which one are we talking about, the 622 North East Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have a,
It's all debris that's inside that, blocks and.
I may have a service group that might be interested in helping out with that. I'm still trying to reach the property owner.
It is, we looked it up today, Vicki.
Well, I deal with her son, Rod.
Okay, so you know.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, because Joe's been talking with Rod.
Yeah, so.
Trying to get something up now as well.
Yeah, so I think we might have some luck by end of this month.
Okay, I mean, other than that, there's other properties that we served, and there's been no progression at all on them. I don't know how we're going to handle that as a, you know, we've served them, and by the state statute and the city ordinance, I mean, the next step is civil suit.
Well, once we get to the time limit, just.
It's past the time.
Okay, well, then you'll probably want to just send the information to Sean and myself.
Okay.
And I'll coordinate with Sean when we do it.
Yeah. So.
Okay, oh, yes.
Go ahead.
I don't know where 416 North East, I know where it is, but.
It's the. The guy owns it's right next door to, what's his name? The North, the Union Street one.
What's the address?
416.
416. You know who I'm talking about, Vicki.
I'm thinking.
It's the greenhouse with the asphalt shingles on.
Oh, Dick Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, yeah.
Dick Johnson, that's his mother's house.
Yes.
He's tearing it down or just going to tear the back off of it?
He said tear the back off of it, because that's actually what the violation is.
Oh, really?
Have a house empty where the yard's being kept mowed.
Yeah, violation, brother, that would pass.
So, although it'd be nice to see it somebody else someday, but it's been empty as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
Well, his mother, he wouldn't.
But he does keep the yard mowed, you know, he had that wood behind there the one time that we decided to go and eat, and he cleaned it up. And now the animals are getting in it from that back porch, and he's going to tear it off and seal it up. I don't know what else.
Cool.
Get it mowed.
Lisa?
Chief Tucker's been kind enough to give us an activity report. Is there a way, I know we used to off and on get them, but is there a way that every second meeting, we can get an activity report from all the department heads?
Sure.
And ask that they all be in attendance at least that second meeting, because that's when we do pay the claims, and there are several times that we possibly have questions, and there might not be a answer if that department head's not here.
Yeah, the only one that I could say that might be difficult would be the fire chief when he's on duty and he gets a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, if he gets a call, but if not, he'd be here.
Yeah, but just, and you're okay with, you know, paying them over beyond their 40 hours to come here unless they're on duty, which, you know.
I think we always did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
But I just think it would be nice for us to get an activity report, and if there's any questions, we can ask them while they're here.
So that's all I have.
Okay.
Thank you, Richard.
Alrighty, WCCPC.
I was just not aware of this.
Oh. Well, maybe Jim wanted on the next one.
Can we do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. Perfect. At the next one, okay. I'll tell you, not to bring up previous meetings, but this would be a good plug for that agenda builder that we brought up last time. And you just, if you want on the agenda, you just put it in there. And anyhow, we'll move on to clerk treasurer's report.
Well, I'm just going to have a short report tonight, but next meeting will be the 2016 annual report will be completed, and I'll be delivering that to council and to tell you about that we're going to have a balanced budget, so be prepared for that. That's a good thing. We did receive community crossings grant. The $182,488.07 will be deposited into our Citibank account tomorrow, so I just wanted to report that as well. And let's see, was there anything else I wanted to say? I think that's it.
Is that for paving?
That's, yeah, that, what that is for 2016 paving, which is all going to be rolled into 1 year, so basically, Mo.
So how much have we got in there?
Well, the way it's been explained to me is that we are doing more paving, we will be doing more paving as a city than per mile, you know, I shouldn't say per mile, but percentage of streets that we have.
Mm-hmm.
More than even Indianapolis, which I know Indianapolis hasn't really been focusing on paving, but still, it, I think we're going to do about $500,000. Is that right, Sheen? About $500,000 worth of paving and crack sealing and in 2017. It really is going to be a road construction year, which brings me into the Union Street update. Last week, we thought that the project was going to start here in February, and then we learned that it's actually pushed back until April, which is probably a pretty good thing, because once the utilities got in there and realized that they had to move their utilities because of this project, once they got in there and opened up the street, they realized that a lot of that infrastructure was really bad. And so, as you probably noticed, Union Street was shut down Thursday and Friday. We had a water main break. The engineering firm will be in to report to you. They will provide a weekly report on the Union Street project right now. Most of the trees have been cleared out south of Union Street, I'm sorry, south of the viaduct, and then later on this week, depending on weather, they'll continue working on the trees north of the viaduct so that the power company can get in and start moving their utilities in preparation for this April 24th closure. As you know, once this is closed, we're going to detour traffic west on Washington, and then north on Main, up to 4th Street, and then east on 4th Street and back on Union to get to the high school and the park. We are really looking at, and we're going to eventually, when the time comes, restrict parking on Main Street, North Main, and on 4th Street, because we would rather be safe than sorry. We get a lot of traffic up and down that street, and cars parked on the side might create some side swiping and some dangerous situations. So we're going to temporarily no park that. The wastewater treatment plant project is up and going. It's happening right now. I invite you all to go out there and check that out. They are working on the drying beds right now. They're upgrading the existing drying beds, and then they'll add four more. And then the big generator comes in probably 3 to 4 months from now. It takes a while to order it and special make it.
Appreciate you posting that on your Facebook. So.
Yeah, no problem.
It's good.
No problem. So we're going to have those two projects going on simultaneously. You are going to hear probably some concerned citizens about just being frustrated with the traffic and not being able to get through there. We're anticipating the Union Street project being completed end of September now. I've met with school, the bus drivers, RDAL. I mean, we feel like we're very, very, very prepared for this. The other big project that I'm sure you're aware of is the proposed Winchester House. I did file the special exemption permission from the BZA today, and that'll be heard February 27th. As you know, the City of Winchester applied to the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority, and we received a loan of up to $815,000. We don't have to spend all of that, but it's there if we need it, with an interest rate of 3%, which would be paid back at interest only for the first 6 years. And actually, that interest only doesn't even go back to the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority. They said that they don't want it. They would rather see that interest money go to the actual program for studying and vetting, because right now what's going through the State House is 14 different bills related to heroin. Folks, this is the fight of our lifetime. Winchester's been named as a pilot project. I sent you guys that bill that will help mothers who find themselves first-time moms, first-time pregnant, and also addicted to heroin. The way it's set up now is Department of Child Services will pay for mom's rehab treatment, but there's this gap for the moms that don't have any children, right? I know that sounds kind of redundant, but you're a mom if you're pregnant. So where's their help? And so this bill is focusing on them. It's important to note, and I just remember this, and I hadn't even really spoken about this piece. The Volunteers of America, the group that I want to contract, and they're willing to contract with the City of Winchester to provide services, they're a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian organization. And some of you have been there, you can attest to it. It's the real deal. In order for this to work, they had to apply to the State Department of Mental Health Agency to get a waiver from 15-bed to 23-bed. So if you are a licensed residential treatment provider, the standard is 15-bed. But because, and I read, it's in the packet for the zoning board, the state approved them to have a 23-bed rehabilitation program, in their words, because we're in an epidemic and the services are definitely needed. So let me back up to the repayment. So after 6 years of interest-only payments, then the Volunteers of America are qualified to apply to the Affordable Housing Program through the Federal Home Loan Bank for a forgivable loan of $500,000. So the key is to keep the expenses low enough so that at the end of 6 years, it's completely revenue neutral. And the only thing that the City of Winchester would have in this would be that we carry basically the building insurance. Am I right on that? I mean, it would be the City of Winchester's property.
It would be on our inventory.
So that's coming. We've got a few more hurdles we have to cross. Of course, the church has to agree to sell yet, and BZA has to give that special permission. But if those hurdles come, I want to be upfront that this council will have to make that determination whether they want to actually buy that building. But, you know, obviously the money is really coming from the state. Of course, we have to pay it back, but it's the interest only, and then there's that piece where they can apply for that forgivable loan.
So at the end of 6 years, if everything doesn't occur, then the city will have to figure something out with that $800. If the $500,000 doesn't come to fruition.
That's why we're watching this bill, Senate Bill 446, because it names Winchester and two other locations as a pilot. And the state of Indiana is appropriating $985,000 out of the state budget to help facilities like what we're trying to do operate and provide services. But yeah, that is the risk we take.
And I will say that it seems to me to be going very quickly. So you guys will be looking at this very, very in the future. We've had how many conference calls, Sean? I don't even know.
I've been working on it since June.
Since in the last month or so, it's been lots of calls.
Yeah, and you know, I don't have to tell you this, but, you know, crime because of drugs has made life tougher for everyone. Property owners see their property values decline when people, use meth in a house and whatnot, and the taxes that we're paying for incarceration of individuals and foster homes of their children and special services for children who grew up in addicted families, far, in my opinion, I don't have the numbers, but it's logical, far exceeds the number of tax dollars spent than a program like this would in order to reverse that trend. So, there's something else I wanted to say, but I forget.
So for the first 6 years, we're going to have to pay the interest, even if we use $815,000?
About $24,000 a year.
If you use $815,000.
We had.
So when does the Volunteers of America, when will they take over?
As soon as it's built.
6 years, they will take over right after it's built. They would have the option after the 6 years are over, whether or not to buy it from us, right? Or do some sort of long-term...
But we're obligated the first 6 years just pay interest on it.
We are,
yes. And then we talked to the Volunteers of America, we asked them the question, are they going to buy it after 6 years? Hey, that was a question. Yeah. I assume if they got the $500,000 and there wasn't much owed on it, they were going to buy it. Mm-hmm. Is what I took from the conversation, Mo, but they don't want to tell us that, right? Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, is the tremendous amount of support for this program. Philanthropically, people want to give to a cause that works. People want to contribute to a winner. And this is a winning cause.
You're going to employ people.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
That's
you can employ people.
So what the Volunteers of America told us...
The positive with the negative.
The 6 years, they're taking 6 years to raise that money. They're going to be a big money-raising campaign.
Yeah, I've already scheduled some appointments with some different foundation groups. Even this week, start talking about it. So the other thing I want to mention, too, outside of the Winchester House, and please... Come in, sit down, talk to me, call me, any questions you have on the Winchester House. I spoke about it today at Rotary. I'm speaking about it at Kiwanis tomorrow. The last thing I have before we adjourn is the city of Winchester turns 200 years old in 2018. And I think it would be awesome if we replicated the awesome work that the state of Indiana did, led by our now Vice President of the United States, former Governor Mike Pence, and his bicentennial idea. I know that Jim Nunes is interested in serving on a city bicentennial celebration committee. I want to open this up to a couple counselors. If you might have an interest in doing this, I think it'd be a lot of fun. I have no idea at this point what we're going to do or anything. I just think we need to have a committee and.
You can bring a bunch of bisons in, real bisons.
You want to be on the
committee? No, the bison's still in the courthouse. The county turned 200 next year also. Yeah. FYI, because Greg Byron told us that.
So you're looking for volunteers?
I am. I'm looking for committee members. Thank you, Mel.
Anything else? I think it's interesting.
Yeah, I think so.
No volunteer to be on my committee. All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Don't put that in paper. Run the bicycle down the street.
We're adjourned.
Thank you. Swing, sir. Remember? Yes, I do too.
Well,
you
need to run like when
it
runs the bulls.
Yeah,
run the bulls.
Run the
bicycle.
You got to
find me. 1 hour.
The funny thing is about that whole thing, I did not know about that whole prank or anything until like Monday.